Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hebrews 4:16, praying for you. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. God is certainly good. I wanted to read today from Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. And in that first section from verses 1 through 6, we just see the glory of God in the heavenlies. And even as it talks about the sun and how the sun reveals itself and how bright it is, like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, we see the glory of God even in nature, how spectacular nature is, how God created the heavens. And just as we look at how even God's glory is shown throughout the heavenlies with the sun and how bright it is. And as it continues in verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I believe this scripture shows how powerful God is, and that's at the beginning of the scripture, how powerful God is. And that's why we look at nature as a whole. And God wants to enlighten us. He wants us to see his glory. In the commentary, I was looking at Matthew Hemmings' commentary. It says, let us give God the glory of all the comfort and benefit we have by the lights of heaven, still looking above and beyond them, to the Son of Righteousness. God is holy. He has created all things. He wants us to come to him. I believe when David spoke, when he wrote this scripture, he was looking at the glory of God, and he saw the holiness of who he is, and that the fear of the Lord is true, and godliness is right, and that we must be clean before God, and that God's way cleanses us, and his holiness endureth forever, and that we must turn to him in all that we do. God, take pleasure in who God is and in his word, because though man, you know, gold is prosperous, but when we think of the word of God and how it purifies the soul and how it purifies our hearts, it's sweeter than gold, sweeter than the honeycomb. God's word, the heart, you know, and we need to follow his commandments. And his judgments are true, and his righteousness altogether is true. If we even look towards the end of the scripture, David talks about, he says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. And I know that even myself, sometimes I pray, Lord, even those things that I do not even realize that I did wrong, you know, forgive me of those sins. And in this scripture, David, he was asking God to even cleanse him from secret faults, from presumptuous sins. Don't let them have dominion over me. He wanted to be blameless before a holy God. He sought God's face. He sought the holiness and the righteousness of God. He knew without God that he is nothing, that God restores us. He purifies us. He wanted the excellence of God. And that's what we should seek, the excellence of God, the excellence of his holiness, the excellence of his righteousness, the excellence of, you know, his mercy and his grace. God loves us. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to depend on him. Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you for your righteousness. I thank you for your holiness. I thank you, Lord, for every listener today. Lord, continue to watch over us, bless us. Lord, help us to seek your face day in and day out. Forgive us of our sin. Forgive us of all our unrighteousness. Forgive us for not doing the things we ought, God. Lord, help us to do what's right. Help us to have a mind to seek your face, to be on our knees before you. As we see your glory in the heavenlies, even as the sun rises and sets, your glory is seen. Your glory is seen even in the plants and in the trees that sway in the wind. Lord, help us to see your glory, to know who you are, to know your righteousness, to know your power, God. Lord, we need you. We need you each day. We want to trust you. We do trust you, God. Help us to trust you in everything that we do, in everything that we say. Help us to always remember to seek your face. Help us not to turn to or fro, because we know the way is narrow. But help us to stay on that narrow way, no matter what we do. For you are our God. You are our King. You are our Deliverer. Hallelujah. For your word is true, and your righteousness is true. God, we praise you all the day long. We praise you, God. For you art holy and you art righteous. Your mercy endureth forever. Your mercy endureth forever. Even in hardship, God, help us to stay strong. Help us to be good soldiers before you, showing even to others how righteous you are, telling others of your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us not to be as hypocrites, God, but to be as those rightly before you, that people will see your light in us. We praise you, God, and we give you the glory, God. We give you the glory in all that we do, God. Lord, deliver us from evil, O God. Preserve us, O God. Preserve our minds, our bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to seek your face. Help us to have perseverance through persecutions and afflictions, God, no matter what we have to go through, that we will stand and be strong and stand on your word. For there is none like you, God, to be diligent, to present ourselves approved as good workers before you, God. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. And even tonight, as we sleep, God, help us to keep our minds on you. Even in our dreams, God, that our minds stay on you. Hallelujah. Protect our families, our friends. Watch over us and keep us. In the name of Jesus, and we praise your holy name. And we give you the glory and the honor. For we know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.